Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Today is not a good day for me at all.
Yeah, me neither.
Right, so let's get this over with. I didn't mean any insult when I said what I said. It was very tame. Compared to what all the rest of us were doing and talking about.
For sure.
You joined in and you had every opportunity to see that coming before you joined in of what how we were talking.
Actually, I came in literally when you mentioned Neve, like to the stream, and
Well, then that is not my fault, nor is what happened to you this weekend, nor is what happened to
of
me
course.
your fault either. My point is that this is basically how this is going to go down, the way I look at it. You joined in. I took a soft shot at you. Very tame. The same thing I would have said to anyone else. And that obviously hurt your feelings. That's not how I meant it. Nobody else there thought that's how that was meant.
I mean,
Nobody listening thought that's how it meant at
referring,
all.
I mean, in response
And,
to that, like one person in the call was like, "Oh, bro," like in that kind of tone, and a few people in chat
yeah.
said it was too
Yeah, to
far.
exa well, okay, first of all, people in chat are going to exasperate everything. And if you're using them as your argument, it's not a good argument. And
Okay,
that
Kelly also
harm.
thought it was too far because I was crying and her and I were hanging out after, and she was asking why I was sad, and I told her that that's what you said, and I understood that it was banter, but that it hurt me, and she understood and
Well,
was
yeah, what is she
like,
supposed to say? What, that you're wrong? No, she's going to be supportive to you. That's. Come on.
okay, dude, I'm just saying that.
Anyway, like I was saying before I was interrupted, Harm, that's his way of joking and going, bro, like to exasperate it. That's a whole back and forth thing that had been happening the whole time. So here's my problem. That's where I go to relax. I was relaxing and having a great time. You came in and I wanted to include you, which is banter. So when I said, you don't get invited back to the parties, the perfect response would have been the same amount of parties you do, and that would have been fantastic. And I would have loved it because that is how friendship is showed, especially, amongst the crowd that I was hanging out with at the time. So now we move on to this point. I will no longer be bantering with you because I have no way of knowing as to whether or not you're going to be able to take it because I have been very, very careful leading up to this point on what you can and can't take. And it seemed like you could. I was wrong. And the only way to ensure that this won't happen again is to not do it with you anymore. There you go. That's the solution.
I mean, if that's what you feel is
That's
necessary, okay.
that is the solution. I
But
mean,
we've
did
literally been bantering for like a year and a half and I've never
yeah,
had issues.
which is why I felt comfortable that I could do something, especially something that's soft.
But this is what I'm saying.
What
Like
was your
it's
intention that you would message me in the middle of the night after I was laying down saying that was uncalled for and too far?
I
Like,
j I wanted to
what did you
tell
want from
you.
that?
I
You
wanted to
wanted an
tell
apology,
you.
right? That's what you wanted.
Yes, but that doesn't
Then
mean
you got it. So what else is there to talk about?
that doesn't mean that you need to completely like shut something down. Like it
No. You don't get to decide what it means. I get to decide how I react to it. And the only way to ensure that you are not harmed again is to not include you. It's as simple as that. Like, what did you think was going to happen? That I'd say, you know what, you're right. And then I'd walk on eggshells around you for the rest of the time. Like I have to send you pre-messages to make sure that what I say is fine, because obviously my preordained, no, that's not the right word. My predisposition towards you was incorrect.
All right, if we've had 100 conversations and one of them went awry, that doesn't mean we need to stop having conversations.
And
The
that's not what I
thing,
said. That is
no,
not what I
I
said.
know, but I'm bringing up like a comparative example. Like if you eat 100 burgers and one of them is rotten, you don't stop eating burgers. I'm fine with banter. I enjoy and
Actually, you do.
appreciate
You
our
stop eating
banter.
burgers from that place. So your example works against you, but that's not the point. The point is that this is what happened. This is the course of events. And I'm not even going to get into the whole you trying to explain to me how to treat people. I'm not even going to get into that because that was just patronizing and condescending. The point is that you came into a group that was already established and which a social paradigm had already been established and which we were all riffing on each other. Now, because you didn't know that was happening when you walked in, that is not our fault, that is yours. That's number one. Reading a situation is the common thing that people need to do when they walk into any situation. Sit rep is a basic setup to understand anything that's happening. Number two, I tried to include you in it because I know that you're a quiet one. So I tried to throw you in there, and I use that opportunity of correction as an opportunity to get you in there. Because while it might seem lesser to you to correct me like that, up to that point, that was the object of banter because that correction had just happened. So therefore, when you play the first card, Naomi, that tells me you're ready to play the game. And therefore, I countered because that's how banter works. And the counter was very light, incredibly light compared to all the shit that we had been talking. But apparently, due to things that I could not possibly have known about, it was too much for you. So,
and so in response, Arcadum, I wanted to let you know that it was something that specific comment was something that was a little hurtful to me because I didn't want to hold on to it.
That was a little uncalled for, and after a really bad weekend, that shit made me cry. And I said, I was kidding. That was just banter, Naomi. I'm sorry it hurt your feelings. And you said, some banter can be hurtful, Pepe Hens. And I said, I will not banter with you anymore. I'm fine with banter in general. How much good shit talking we have done over the past hens? And you're basically saying, nobody, Naomi, nobody likes you. That's not really banter, in my honest opinion. That isn't what I said, which means that at that point, any discourse that we would have over it becomes pointless because you're already believing I said something that I didn't. Well, not getting invited back to parties doesn't mean people don't like you. That's not what I said.
I know that you, like, I'm not saying that I took it as a personal attack of people don't like you. I'm saying that the banter of invited.
No, you specifically said it's more personal. So you did take it as a personal attack. So what?
No, so what I'm saying, Arcadum, is that I didn't perceive it as like you telling me that nobody likes me, because I understand that like what you were doing was banter, but the phrase like you don't get invited back to parties implies people don't like you enough to invite you back to parties, or something negative results in you not being invited back to parties.
If you take it past banter, it can mean that. So that fault is on you.
But like I'm saying is that like that phrase in and of itself did not feel like banter to me. Because I don't take
that's not my problem, is it?
I mean,
be stronger, my advice, or don't play. Like what did you think the response should have been? Like what did you expect?
From what?
Like
from bringing this up to you?
Yeah. You got your apology, that obviously wasn't enough.
All I wanted was to let you know so that I wouldn't hold on to it and like it wouldn't keep being like a little sore spot, right?
Yeah, you kept drawing it out though. I said I was kidding, it was just banter. I'm sorry I hurt your feelings. That's it. That's right. What you came for.
And I wanted to let you know.
And then you said some banter
I wanted to let you know.
Because you wanted to fucking lecture me. That's what you wanted to do, and that's what you tried to do. See, that's the problem. Telling me that you had a bad weekend and I made you cry over some banter, that was resolved the moment I responded with, I was just kidding, it was just banter, I am sorry it hurt your feelings. That is because that was my intention, an understanding that it hurt you, and an admission to fault, in which I took care of all of that in two sentences. And then you tried to go into your regular lecturing self, which you've done plenty of times. Some banter can be hurtful, and I just didn't want to deal with it. And then you proceeded to try and explain to me in further detail why I was wrong to say it. And I just didn't want to deal with it. I just didn't have the sympathy for it.
You know, normally in friendships, people don't say either, like, deal with the status quo or leave. Like,
I only said that after you brought it up to this point, because if I don't understand what it is that you actually want, I still don't. Like, you got your apology, and I meant it, but you kept drawing it out. Okay. So it's obvious you wanted more.
Typically, you know, if somebody does something that doesn't have the intention to hurt, but it hurts somebody, they don't, like, say, like, oh, well, that wasn't, like,
They don't say what? I didn't mean to do that? Because if I meant to do it, that would mean I wasn't your friend.
No, they don't say shit like nobody else took it that way. They don't say shit like it's your problem that you took it that way. They say they literally just say like,
I didn't say that until after you tried to explain to me how to talk to people. That was me not having any more of your shit. As I pointed out at the very beginning, what was the first thing I said to you when you said that to me?
Said, I'm it sorry wasn't. It hurt your feelings. I was just kidding.
I was just kidding. It was just banter to explain my position. And then I said, I am sorry it hurt your feelings. That's me taking all the fault for it. I didn't say you were wrong. I didn't say any of that other shit until after. And then what is your response after that? You said, some banter can be hurtful. Pepe hands. Well, guess what? That's you trying to say, well, some banter can be hurtful, because I know that if I had engaged that correctly, you would, or in the way that you probably wanted to, you would have went into this tirade explaining to me how, and you even tried to do it later after that. And so I just don't have time or sympathy left in my tank to deal with that. So the best way to make sure that you don't get hurt again is to make sure that you don't play the game. I just won't play it with you. There you go. Everyone wins. It's not like our relationship's going to change. That is a presumption on your end. The change will be seamless. You won't notice it. Even with me pointing it out to you, you won't see it, because I know how to do it. In fact, if we had never even talked about it to this extent, you wouldn't even have noticed anyway. It's just in this one instance, my normal sympathy tank that I have was out. And what I meant by be stronger, well, understand that that's maybe what I actually meant by it wasn't the thing that you thought that was meant by it.
The reason why I said that's not banter anymore is because I enjoy banter. All right. It wasn't to start getting into a thing about how like to start getting into a lecture. The reason why I said that's not really banter, in my opinion, is because that specific comment hurts me. Most of the time, I love banter. All right. And I didn't feel like it was necessary to be like, okay, we're not going to banter anymore. Like that part's gone. You know what I mean?
Because well, because you felt the need to message me and I made you cry and all that. I don't want to fucking deal with that guilt. And the only way to make sure that you're not hurt, more importantly, but also that I don't take yet another mark to my guilt, then is to just not play the game. Because for the advanced level of empath that I am, taking the year that we have spent together and felt each other out, talked to each other, feeling it out, that I tried to invite you to play the game with me and then I hurt you, means either A, I'm not nearly as perceptive as I was hoping I was, and therefore I can't be trusted to play, or you can't take it. Both of these things are it's one of those two things. Or the third one is, this was just a shot on you on a bad day, but you're not taking it as a shot on the bad day, so you've taken that off the table. So therefore, the only way to ensure actual resolution, because I'm not going to...
All right, let's take it as a shot on a bad day, and because of the kind of person that I am, I want to bring up shots, even if they're on bad days, because I don't want friendships to be fucked up with people that I care about, all right?
None of this is going to happen like that. Your presumption, what, are you going to think we're not going to be friends anymore because of this? No, I just won't play with you like that. That's all. It's like, don't invite them to dodgeball. You know, that's all it is.
All right.
I mean, unless you've got a better idea, I'm keen to hear it, that ensures that you're not hurt again. Is there any other methodology that you can suggest to me that guarantees that you won't be hurt again? Hence why I'm taking it. That's the only one I can think of that guarantees it.
I don't know. Aside from just awareness of like the kinds mm-hmm. of comments that typically attack like things uh-huh. like the difference between something that would actually
there comes
be
the
hurtful
lecture.
To some... No. You're asking me for suggestions, right?
Yeah.
You literally just asked me for a suggestion. So what I'm responding with is my idea, tossing it out there. I'm not trying to lecture you. This is my idea. Like just being aware that there's a difference between being like some bit. And I don't know. We've done so much banter over the past year and a half. There's a fuck obviously a difference between that kind of stuff and something like this that is like. Because you know people, you know the kinds of things that will hurt people. Like you've said yourself that you know how to dig into people. So understanding that like using the things that actually dig into people when you're bantering is not as fun as the more lighthearted banter that fucking most people love participating in.
That was light. That was maybe it's not to you, but that was light in the intention. And furthermore, I know all that. Which is why when you said that it was too much, I said I was sorry. The conversation could have stopped there, and then it would have been fine. But when you proceeded to try and drag it out, I saw you weren't ready to play the game. Simple as that. Because you wanted more than an apology.
No, dude, all I wanted was an apology. I think that...
I apologized to you once... And then I apologized to you again, and then you kept trying to push. And let me explain something to you that I don't think you're getting. Okay. Full disclosure, four cards on the table.
Yeah.
Are you in an emotional state to handle this? Because I'm not going to hit you when you're down.
I don't know. It depends on what it is.
In that case, I won't tell you.
The only reason I drew this out is because I was confused about you saying I will not banter with you anymore because I didn't feel like this warranted, like, needing to stop banter. And that's why I started talking about all that other stuff because I was like, wait, but this can continue. This can be a one-off thing that is like, so you said sorry, I forgave it, it's fine. And I just wanted to explain why it was outside of the realm of normal banter. Like, okay, this comment I didn't perceive as normal banter. That's why it was outside of the realm of the usual stuff that I'm always fine with. Like, that was my intention. It wasn't my intention to be like...
Oh, that explains why Kelly left.
Well, her and I were going to hang out anyway, and I messaged her if she still wanted to hang out. I didn't That's message her talking about awesome. Your shit.
Yeah, I'm going to have to deal with that later.
But I never messaged her, like, hey, Arcanum said something and I was sad. What? Or are you talking about something else entirely unrelated right now? Her and I were going to hang out anyway, and I messaged her.
Did you or did you not talk to her about what I said?
Yeah, but that was after.
Oh, and now it's... Now I'm going to pay for that.
What? No, dude. That was way after her and I had already started talking. That's not why she left.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. You don't know her as well as I do. And if you think for a fact that what you've just done won't have rippling consequences, then you're wrong. Or naive. So... Sorry. Like, now I have additional stress. Now I know I have to deal with that. And please don't message her trying to nip it in the bud, because that will just make it worse.
Her and I hang out all the time. Her and I had a planned hangout. She didn't leave to come talk to me about this. We had plans anyway. I messaged her like, hey, are we still hanging out? Are we still on for tonight? And she was like, I have a headache, but yeah, I'll be there in a minute. That's why she left the group call, because her and I had plans anyway. And
she said she'd come back. That's the part that you're not understanding.
When her and I ended our call, she was planning on going to bed.
Yeah, and now she's streaming.
By the time we ended the call, okay. You guys were already done streaming. That's why she didn't come back, because it was over. Her and I
Negative.
Talked for a while.
We were still in there. We were still in there after I streamed for like an hour and a half. But anyway, I'm not going to try and argue about the semantics of it, because the point is, I know I have to deal with that now. She's probably going to fucking take smaller shots at me, and I'm going to have to deal with that, and I'm just...
Do you expect friends not to comfort each other? Like,
that's, oh my god, yeah, that's what I meant. Please. That is not what I fucking meant. Do you have any idea what it's like to not even be able to talk your true feelings to somebody because you know it'll fucking destroy them? Like, do you have any idea what that's like? Like, that's my constant existence. Is I can't tell people what I really think or the truth about something, not the full one, because I know that they can't fucking take it.
Why do you have so many harmful thoughts towards your friends then?
It's like... not harmful thoughts, they're hard truths. And the thing about it is because I'm constantly in a position of providence to people, those friends of mine are made and sustained through a system of service. So that's the difference.
I mean, do you think that if you didn't do D&D that people wouldn't be friends with you? Like, that's not the case.
Yes. No. I know that's you, in fact, I can give you a percentage. It is actually, I believe it is 17.8% of the people that I run D&D for will continue to be my friends once the game is done. I have that number for you. I have made that calculation. I have made that calculation four separate occasions. The evidence is empirical. So sorry, but that statement that do you think they'll stop being your friends is actually yes, as much as you might not like it to be. We don't live in a world of what we'd like to be. We live in a world of realities, and that's the reality of it, is that 17.8% of you will not talk to me again.
Wait, 17.
Will continue to be my friend. I believe it is 48% of you won't talk to me ever again.
Wait, what about the other percent?
Passing messages, not a real friendship.
Mm.
Now, those numbers are probably going to be more bloated onto the passivity due to my position as a streamer. I haven't done the recalculations based off of that yet, but I can tell you unequivocally that the use of D&D in order to make friends has a 17.8% retention rate. That's the tragedy that I live. So I don't expect you to understand that. I don't bring it up because it just makes people feel awful, but that's the reality of it.
I mean, is that like for all DMs or for you specifically?
That's for me. I can't speak for all DMs. Right. That's for me specifically, but considering that that's the only measurement that matters is because it's me. I'm not someone else. So yeah, that's me specifically.
Okay. But like, have you thought about why they wouldn't? Aside from the obvious clout chasers,
No. This is before clout.
Okay.
This is before any of that. These measurements are based off my entire career. So, 17.8%.
Okay. Well, have you thought about why though? Because like,
Of course I have, Naomi. Please. Yes, I have. I have augmented behaviors. I have done experiments to determine why. I have tried to pick different ethnicities. I've tried to do different gender counts. I've done everything that was within my power to experiment, and that number has remained depressingly the same. So that's the way it is. It could just be because it's me, but change isn't very easy, especially if someone of my age. So bearing a complete and utter personal overhaul, that's the way it's going to be. So that's why, to protect myself from disappointment, I have to keep this wall up. And one of those walls is determining whether or not I can speak frankly around someone in a non-professional manner. And after a year of our interaction, I thought that I was ready to be comfortable around you. I was wrong.
I mean, in that sense, we've had a lot more personal conversations than the closeness
right,
and comfort.
Right, which is why I'm not thinking that our friendship is over because of this. I just won't banter with you anymore. That's it. Like, you're the one who is blowing this way out of proportion than what it actually is. Probably because you've had an emotional day. I've had one too, but I'm used to having those because I'm in a, well, I'm not saying that I'm used to having those like other people don't have those every day. Right. I'm saying those that I am in a specific situation in which my training prevents me from being, I don't have the luxury of being emotional. I don't get to message people in the middle of the night with, you know, something they said to me hurt my feelings. I don't get to do that.
As far as that goes, if you've got alerts on, it wasn't my intention to get you out of bed or anything.
Like, no. It didn't wake me up.
Sleep schedules are
all
out of whack.
I said in the middle of the night because it's accurate, not because it's an intention that you woke me up.
Yeah, I have no fucking semblance of sleep right now. Everything got fucked up.
But my point is that that's the reality I live with.
Right.
You're taking this way out of proportion to think that because I'm not going to banter with you anymore that I'm going to stop being your friend. You won't even notice the difference. I mean, you might. I don't want to speak in absolutes, but my prediction rate on that's pretty high. You won't notice the difference. So it won't matter. It's just another adjustment that I have to do in my constant state of service that I live in. We wouldn't even be having this conversation if my sympathy had been higher, because it would have taken more levels of pulling for you to get to that statement that I knew was going to be polarizing.
Right.
You only got two layers of sympathy this time, not the normal six that I give to you. I'm sorry if that sounds aloof or cold, but that's literally all this is to me, is just numbers. Each person has a different level of sympathy that I give them, and I allot that as much as my mind can take.
Man, maybe that 17% exists because people are numbers to you. Like, I know that people are way more than numbers to you.
Whoa.
All of this, like, testing stuff and, like trying to, like, dive so deep into people.
It's what I do. That's why I'm good at my job. That's why I can make connections. That's why I can make friends with almost anyone.
Dude, it's like a blessing and a curse.
Well, yeah. But I mean, look, I was a soldier. I know how to pay the dirt price.
Yeah.
I know how to eat shit and keep going. I'm tough. Well, if I wasn't tough, I would have died long ago. So
yeah, well,
this is how it's resolved.
I think there might be a few more people that would want to stick around even if you didn't do D&D. But thanks for the conversation.
Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, aside from the fact that, like, I still think you're a really cool guy, and I think that, like, you beat yourself up too much.
Well, I mean, I don't really view this as beating myself up. I mean, it's.
You definitely beat yourself up about other things.
Well, yes, because I know myself.
Yeah.
People think that, oh, you're way too hard on yourself. I'm hard on myself in the way that I'm hard on myself because once, many years ago, I allowed myself to become arrogant and I became the most evil version of myself that I have ever witnessed.
Mm-hmm.
It disgusted me. Because imagine. You know me enough now that you know what my abilities are.
Uh-huh.
Imagine if they had no temperance.
Right.
And I was selfish.
Uh-huh.
Imagine the destruction that I could wreak and get away with it. The problem is that in the military, I was not a good person.
Right.
I wasn't. And it was only because of my self-realization that thankfully my love for D&D outpaced my selfishness and I was able to retemper myself.
Mm-hmm.
These are the things that I put in place specifically to control who I am.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm talking about what it's like to not be able to say the things that I really want to say, that part of that, which everybody shows restraint, everybody who wants to.
Yeah, if people didn't, people would be canceled left and right. Like,
yeah. But the thing is that I know that my influence is palpable and is naturally more destructive than most other people. Now, granted, recently I've been exposed to other people who also have that power at differing degrees and specializations. But from what I've noticed, with the exception of probably two, mine is stronger than theirs. And I keep it in check. Because if I don't, I could really hurt someone. And that person has an audience.
Right.
So.
Now there's the risk of insane backlash.
Well, it's not even that. I don't care what happens to me. I care about what I just did to that person. And because their pain is then magnified because of their audience. So, anyway, I normally don't talk about this kind of stuff because it makes people treat me differently. That's why I don't talk about it. They either don't believe me at all, and they think I'm a liar, I'm delusional, or even worse, they believe me and then they watch everything that they say around me. That's why I don't tell people it. That's also why I don't play Among Us. You ever want to know what it's like to play Among Us with me? Ask Momo.
I mean,
that's why I don't play. The first
tier group where we all play together, you joined us. It was pretty funny.
Okay. Well, yeah, anyway. It? Anyway, I am sorry that I hurt your feelings.
Thank you for saying that.
Of the percentage that I believe it is my fault, I certainly believe that I hold enough of a percentage of it being my fault that it deems an apology.
I'm sorry for blowing it up a little more than I should and not being not thinking about my words more before saying them, because I wasn't trying to turn it into a lecture, but the way I perceived some of your responses was it wasn't clear to me, so I wasn't sure if you were like really apologizing or dodging the question, but it's all good now. Or not dodging the question, sorry, it's fucking late.
Well,
but
it's like, text.
Yeah.
Text loses all humanity.
Yeah, for sure.
And therefore you're going to view everything as the most negative that it can be, because once you divide humanity, then you have only the devil. So
it felt like one of those that was like, well, I'm sorry that you took it that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, which of course I specifically didn't place the "your" in there.
Right.
I placed the "your" in the place that I did with the hopes that you wouldn't read it that way.
Yeah.
Because I could have said, I'm sorry you feel that way, and it would have meant the same thing, but of course you would have taken that into the whole PC outlook, chomping at the bit, fucking foaming at the mouth, fucking he my feelings are valid, you know, kind of shit. So that we avoid that by using proper placement of words. Yeah. And I'm not saying that you act that way. I've just had to recently deal with that to an extreme degree, and it's fresh in my head.
Dude, it's fucking weird when
if you're interested, I had an entire document written about my shortcomings and sent to me today.
Wait, that was I thought that was like a couple days or like yesterday.
No, that happened today.
Dude, days are fucking flowing together. So yeah, no, I was there for bits of that stream. What a shit show.
There it is, if you ever want to peruse it. That's what I had to deal with today.
Oh,
hence,
dear.
Why my sympathy was short. These people said the day that I streamed Lost Odyssey, because I was depressed and I needed the break that everybody kept saying that I should take, was a dereliction of my duty.
Yeah,
coming from
ridiculous.
People that did not serve in the military and therefore do not have a fucking idea of what duty is. Now, I know they probably didn't mean it that way, but when you use a word like derelict, when you use a phrase like dereliction of duty, which is a military term, then I'm going to rip your fucking head off.
Right.
It just gets kind of worse from there. But the point is that's where my sympathy went today, was not destroying the people that sent that to me.
Well, do you know who sent it? Because it was anonymous, right?
Oh, it's anonymous, but I can find them.
Right.
It's not difficult. If I wanted to know who they were, I would have falsified my intention to speak with them in good faith. I would have found out who they were and then removed them from the community.
Right.
That would have been the best solution. I didn't do it because it's dishonest. Instead, I stood on stream and I said, if you have a problem with what I'm doing to the point that you don't believe I care about this, then you need to leave.
How much
That's
do
what
people
I told
like
them.
pay to participate in the Living World? Like, I know they
don't
submit applications. It's subscription, right?
Yeah, it's if you're subbed, you get to be a part of the Living World, right. But it's a reward for the subs.
Yeah.
It was never designed to be
like a paid system service,
that you paid for. Yeah, that's not what it is. And there's this whole thing where they try to like break down what the money cost of the item they paid for was. Oh man, it gets pretty bad. But yeah, essentially it's absolute nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it gets pretty bad. So I had to stomach all that. I also had to listen to a doctor in psychology, mm-hmm. a person with a doctorate mm-hmm. in human psychiatry, who is my community admin,
mm-hmm.
nearly burst into tears delivering this to me because of all the shit that she got put through putting it together so that she would be forced to by being kind, and basically she's trapped by her ideals because of the right. malignation of them, because she believes everybody gets a voice. We specifically have protocols in place for that mm-hmm. voice to be expressed, so on and so forth. See, that's the problem with too much PC thinking. You get trapped by it and then you can't do anything.
Right.
Sometimes you need to draw the line in the sand and say, and soldier the fuck up. That person is wrong.
Yeah.
Period. It doesn't matter that they're a POC, a woman, or gay.
Oh, dude, I'm wrong, I am all know? For like so, kicking toxic people out of communities, like full,
but anyway,
full stop.
The point is I had to basically listen to her try not to cry in front of me,
mm-hmm.
and it pissed me the fuck off, because people can take all the shots they want to at me. I have enough soldier in me that I can be a little sociopathic if I need to protect myself,
uh-huh.
as dark as that might seem. But I have to, or else I'd break.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't.
Right.
She is, in fact, designed to be the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
So, therefore,
right.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I wasn't going to let that happen, so I stood up in front of stream and told him, you need to leave.
Right.
Period. Simple as that. Stop attacking my mod team. Stop attacking my community admin.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's the stance I took.
Have you considered getting like a person who's like a personal assistant and PR manager that's like your like second in command kind of like?
Yep. We already have those.
All right.
Yeah. I have an entire team. I mean, I'm pretty well delegated, but the problem with it is that, you know, it's just people, man. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. There are people that want to see me fail,
mm-hmm.
because the ideals that I represent are not the ones they agree with.
Right.
It's incredibly political. And I don't mean like political, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
our government,
yeah,
but
yeah,
political
yeah.
as in, he believes that you have to have permadeath in order to have the game have any meaning. I don't agree with that. This is going to fail. He should fail because I disagree right. with that. Continues to become the number one watched D&D stream. That's
right.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
That people can't handle that shit.
I think there's probably a solid mix of like people who want to see anybody that's successful fail. Then there's probably also the people that like they yeah. have criticisms that they word poorly, but they want to see you succeed, but like they can't see that happening unless certain things are changed. So it's not
right.
just people that.
Oh, I know that, but yeah. here's the problem. A poorly worded criticism is useless to me.
Right.
But I mean, like your intention doesn't matter if it's not conveyed properly.
Uh-huh.
Now that is an unfortunate fact. So if somebody has a really good valid point, but they can't tell me,
mm-hmm.
then it doesn't exist to me.
Right.
Because I don't know it exists.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
we have protocols in place for them to the best ability that I could do with volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have a fucking person with a PhD in this shit
right.
helping me with it. Like, I don't know anybody whose credentials are higher than that.
Mm-hmm.
That would do it for free.
Right.
Hello? You know? And so it's like, so we are at maximum capacity of caring for them to handle it, but that isn't enough for people, because guess what? Some people lose.
Right.
That can't be avoided, you know? And it's just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
But I just detest the presumption that I don't care.
Yeah, for sure.
That is the biggest thing that I protest, because anybody who watches what I do with any reasonable level of interest and retention knows that it's not true.
Like, yeah, you do a ton of work. You just need a clone of yourself.
Yeah, that's what everybody keeps saying, but I don't know. My work is almost done. I got about 2 months left before the main storyline comes to its ending, and then I can run out the ending, and then I'll finally have my break. So,
have you given any thought to what you're doing after? Like,
yeah, more D&D.
Hell yeah.
And my passion for D&D hasn't tapered in any way.
If Verum like makes it, is it going to be in the same like universe?
Yeah, they'll just be a time skip, and there'll be new things to do.
It's awesome. Dope. Well, I hope we all succeed and that nothing blows up in game or out of game before that time comes. Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, thanks for chatting and thanks for talking about your other stuff.
I will banter with you one more time. But I need you to understand something and take this.
Uh-huh.
As I mean it.
Okay.
Read the room next time. And if it's not something you think you're in a position to handle, then don't.
Yeah, I won't. I won't join like on a 2 second whim if I hear Neve next time.
I'm just saying take a moment to see what's happening.
Right.
Because while I do take the responsibility for what I did in it,
mm-hmm.
there is some of it that is yours.
For sure.
And the fact of the matter is that when you start the banter, because I let you engage first. And it was with like a correction, which was the running gag joke. And I was okay with that.
Yeah.
But once you move the piece, we're playing chess.
Mm-hmm.
And that was something that I thought was understood.
Yeah. I will take the time to read the room and I won't,
And the reason I believe that, Naomi, mm-hmm. is because I have respect for, I use opponent because I can't think of a better word, but I respect my opponents that if they're playing, then I'm going to treat them. I'm not going to take it easy on them.
Yeah.
If we enter the ring together, it's with mutual respect, but that doesn't mean I'm going to toss the shot.
Mm-hmm.
Because especially if you throw it first, I always let people throw it first because I know I'm witty.
Yeah.
So,
man, the amount of times I have to correct people's misspelling, though, like to me, it's just like a chore at this point. It's not even banter to anybody. I'm just like, all right, how many different ways? No, so many people actually don't know how to spell it right. I'm trying to fix this.
Clap.
But all right, yeah, sounds good.
Anyway, feel better.
Thank you. You too. I really hope that no more shit like this gets pulled on you because yeah, that whole fucking document's pretty fucked up, and I'm sorry to you and your staff for having to deal with that. Yeah.
We'll get through it.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, see you tomorrow. I mean, today.
Yep. I'll see you later.
All right. Bye.
Good Farewell. Night.